It's the 20th of July. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Monthly Bedford property prices decreased according to May Land Registry figures, but continue their overall annual trend upwards. Just over £345,000 was the average price for a Bedford home, which represents a monthly percentage decline from April of 1.6%. In the rest of the East of England, property prices fell by half that amount. Longer-term annual figures still show a 1.1% increase over the previous year. Increased interest rates made it difficult for first-time buyers, who paid, on average, just over £277,000 to purchase a residence. Over the past 5 years, the price of an average home has risen by £42,000. A male e-scooter rider who collided with a female pedestrian in Bedford's town centre has been arrested. Police, who closed the single-lane section of the High Street, attended the accidents, which occurred around 11 a.m. on Tuesday. Both individuals were taken to hospital with minor injuries. A car stopped by police on Bedford Road in Wixoms was found to be carrying Class A drugs valued at £2.5 million. An offensive weapon was also found with the 25 kilos of illegal narcotics. The vehicle operator, a man in his 40s, appeared before Luton Magistrates Court on Wednesday following intelligence information which led to the stop. The Little Princesses Trust, a charity that provides cancer support to survivors by providing wigs, will be the recipient of 36-year-old Barton Le Clay's resident Dale Humphreys' hair. Mr. Humphreys, who will shave his head, is himself a cancer survivor, having previously battled testicular cancer. That's all from me today. However, I will be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.